each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
A prisoner to Satan and blinded by sin, believing I could never be free. But in my desperation, I called on the Lord, and an altar of prayer I prayed through. The chains fell away like the darkness of dawn, and he told me just what I must do. I'll just lay down and leave it. I'll lay down and leave it. I'll carry this burden no more. The same hand that lifted these burdens of sin will lead me on through heaven's door. Now down in this valley of cares in this life, and troubles so often with pain, and all of the money I've made in this life could never my good health regain. But it doesn't matter to me anymore, for soon now this old house shall fall. My glorified body will raise from the grave at the sound of my dear Savior's voice. I'll just lay down and leave it. I'll lay down and leave it. I'll carry this burden no more. The same hand that lifted these burden of sin will lead me on through heaven's door. I'll just lay down and leave it. I'll lay down and leave it. At the graveside I'll need it no more.
Many years ago in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down that old familiar pathway, I would hear my mother call at set of sun, "Come home, come home, it's supper time." The shadows sink and climb. Come home, come home, it's supper time. We'll go eat home. Thank you. fondest memories of my childhood were woven around supper time, when my mother used to call from the back steps of the old home place, "Come on home, son, it's supper time." The time has woven the realization of truth for me, and it's even more thrilling than that when it is when the Lord Himself shall call from the portals of glory, "Come on home, son, it's supper time." All God's children shall be gathered around the throne of grace for the greatest supper time of them all. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows may come by. Come home, come home, it's supper time. We're going home. And it seems like forever, and your nights of confusion, they've been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting, but the night's almost over, so ride out your storm, ride out your storm. God's right there with you, though you may not feel Him. You're never alone. You're hurting now, but the morning is coming. Hold on to Jesus. Ride out your storm. Waters be raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Hold on to Jesus, ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God's right there with you, though you may not feel Him. You're never alone. You're hurting now, but the morning is coming. Hold on to Jesus, ride out your storm. Just hold on to Jesus, ride out your storm.
Let me ask you a very important question, and I know that you as Christians, I have many different people in my audience that are listening. I realize I have some that have been born again through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. I feel, and I like to feel, that we also have folks in our listening audience who has never had an experience with God. And I've got two separate questions to ask as we talk about the sower and the seed. You know, the Bible said the sower went forth to sow the seed. Now, the first question I'd like to ask you is pinpointed to the Christian. And this question is, where were you when the seed fell? Can you remember the time? Can you remember the place? Can you take me to the spot? I can. I can take you back to the very spot. I can tell you the very moment. I can tell you exactly that great experience that happened to me on the sidewalks of Roanoke, Virginia many, many years ago. My intent was not about God. My intent was not even a care about my soul. But the seed fell that night. It was around 11:35 that night on the sidewalks of Roanoke, Virginia, and God spoke to my heart, and the seed of God's love fell deep in my spirit and down in my soul. Like old brother B.R. Lakin used to say, that it fell down into a bucket of honey around about the fifth rib. It busted open the fifth rib, and the joy of the Lord began to pour out. And from that time, God has been with me. And I know there's many times that I've failed Him, but He's never failed me. And I'd like to say to you today, my friend, if you're a born-again child of God, and you've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, you can remember that time when God saved you, and you never will forget it. The songwriter said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see." You know, the story cannot be told any plainer than that. I could go to college and universities all over the country and learn great words and become a great theologian, but there's no greater words than that. When we sing that song, "Amazing Grace," it tells about the grace of God and how amazing it is. The old boy went to revival, and the preacher got up and preached on John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." He preached it for every night during the revival. He preached on John 3:16. Well, that old boy got right with God, and on the close of the revival, Jesus said, "Well," he said, "I feel like that we've accomplished what we've come to accomplish, and tonight I really don't know what to preach on. I preached on John 3:16 all week long," but he said, "and we've seen souls come to Christ." The old boy stood up in the back and said, "Preacher, preach one more time on the grace of God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." My friend, if you've been born again through and by the blood of Jesus Christ, raise your head up high, throw your chest out, and be glad, not of anything you've done, not by any means of what you've done, but it's by the grace of Almighty God. Now, where were you when the seed fell? Well, there was many that were in the wayside. The wayside is the heart that was unbroken territory. And you know, I may be speaking to some right now, and you've got one of the hardest hearts. You've got one of the darkest, darkest souls within a person. And you're living, but you're really not living. You're not enjoying life. Because you see, Jesus said, "I come that you might have abundant life." And through Jesus Christ, you can find that abundant life. But the wayside where the seed had failed was a heart that was unbroken territory. And you know, our hearts are stone. Our hearts are made of stone. And you know, one day we'll look back over that. If we don't give our life to Christ, we'll look back over that when every knee bows and every mouth confess. And we will really regret that we never turned our life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. So my prayer is today, if you are living in the unbroken territory, you are my debtor, and I am in debt to you. And I'm going to try every way possible to tell you that you need salvation. Some were on stony ground. Now, stony ground means that they heard the seed. And there's some of you today that are hearing the seed. You've heard preaching, you've been to church, and the Holy Spirit is tugged at your soul and whispered in your ear and tried every way possible to bring you to Christ. But you see, there was no root there. The seed didn't take no root. And therefore,
I have searched for life's meaning in sway by the world and all my dreams. In the door of my prison was opened by Him, and now, praise the Lord, I am free. I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. glorious life. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I am free from the guilt that I carry, from the dead empty life I am set free. For when I met Jesus, He made me complete. He forgot the foolish child I used to be. I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past. I traded my shackles for the glorious life. I'm free, praise the Lord, I'm free at last. I'm traded my shackles for a glorious life. And now, praise the Lord, I'm free at last.
Satisfied until His beauty I behold. I won't be satisfied until I've walked on streets of gold. Those city lights and pearly gates soon will open wide. But until I'm with Him in that land, I won't be satisfied. Well, to Nero's chop block hall they led to face his death alone. He said, I fought a good fight and I kept the faith, the good seed I have sown. Well, I labored here, I labored there, to please Him I have tried. But until I walk on streets of gold, I couldn't be satisfied. Well, I won't be satisfied until His beauty I behold. I won't be satisfied until I've walked on streets of gold. Those city lights and pearly gates soon will open wide. But until I'm with Him in that land, I won't be satisfied. Well, to the Isle of Patmos, John they led to face His death alone. He said, I testified the word of God, the good seed I had sown. Then he looked around, lo, behind his back stood Jesus by his side. But until he walked on streets of gold, he couldn't be satisfied. Well, I won't be satisfied until His beauty I behold. I won't be satisfied until I walk on streets of gold. Those city lights and pearly gates soon will open wide. But until I'm with Him in that land, I won't be satisfied.
Some grief or trouble, you do not have to bear it all alone. For you have a friend who knows the storms in your life grow dark and cold, well, He will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Find happiness and oh, such peace of mind. But if your heart gets weary from the searching, just turn to Jesus and my friend, then you'll find that He will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Your broken heart, make you whole. If the storms of your life grow dark and cold, yes, He will calm the troubled waters of your soul.
Many times in my childhood, when I've traveled so far, by nightfall, oh how weary I had grown. Father's arms would slip around me, and He gently would say, "My child, we are going home. Going home, I'm going home. There is nothing now. The twilight is fading, and the day soon shall end. Lord, I get homesick the farther I roam. Oh, but the Father, He has led me each step of the way, and now I am going home. Nothing to hold.
For I'm sheltered, I'm clothed, and I'm fed. But many the trials my wants and my dreams put me through. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Together, that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whatever we find on earth shall be found in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. 'Cause we've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Those Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. 'Cause we've got the power in the name of many years now, Satan's tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
We've got the power.
We've got the power
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, we've got the power.
We've got the power
in the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Oh, Satan rages.
Oh, Satan rages.
We cannot be defeated.
We cannot be defeated.
Because we've got the power.
We've got the power.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Now everybody sing it with us. Come on. We've got the power.
We've got the power.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh yes. We've got the power.
We've got the power.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Satan rages.
Satan rages.
We cannot be defeated.
We cannot be defeated.
'Cause we've got the power.
We've got the power.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Yes, we've got the power.
We've got the power.
In the name of the Lord.